Chapter 27. Reach stood in the back of the Muir's power housing, Lyanna and Osei Crazewell at his side. The colony was already buzzing with the news of the eventual consolidation. Brody had led Dr. Roman to a stash of badgers, as well as to a depot with enough ammunition and weaponry to serve the Rangers more than adequately. And with the badgers now positioned around Camp Muir by Sergeant Stanga, it was feeling like a defensible position. The vehicle's guns could easily neutralize any mortar crews who made another attack, and that was just the beginning. The colonists would soon see just the sort of help the Osei from the Boon could provide, assuming Dr. Roman could make good on his largest promise. "You about good, Doc?" Reach called out after yet another imploring look from Osei Crazewell. The old man and the rest of the tribal council had gathered for a show, but so far nothing had come of it, and they were beginning to get restless. "Almost," Roman said, tinkering with the control panel. "You can't rush these things, you know." Brody was crouched right next to him.
"You can do it, Dad. I believe in you."
"Thank you, my boy." The father-son dynamic seemed suited to the pair. Perhaps Roman was just playing along, but it seemed to Reach that he enjoyed the game. "Okay, I think that might do it." He stood, wiping his hands on his trousers, and turned to the chieftain. "Osei Crazewell, would you please come up here and flip this switch?" Reach nodded to the old man. "Go on, it's fine. I hope." Crazewell shuffled forward under the expectant stares of those of his council. "Just push it up like so," Roman said, pantomiming the gesture. The old man grabbed the breaker switch and pushed it up. The overhead lights blinked to life, dim at first, but growing in intensity as the effects of long age burned away. Then fans whirred, and climate control units began to once again breathe cooled air through ducting, pushing dust onto the floor. A buzz of excitement rose from the council. Roman made a show of clapping and smiling at all around him. They slowly began clapping in turn, though it was uncertain whether they understood the gesture. Brody clapped loudest of all. "And with that, Camp Muir's power plant is back online," Roman announced. "We need only to run conduits from pod to pod, and this will be a quite comfortable base of operations until our pending unification." Osei Crazewell returned to his place next to Reach and Lyanna, mouth hanging open as he squinted at the bright lights.
"What is... from where?"
"It's electricity," Reach replied. "You've never seen this before?" Crazewell shook his head.
"Only hear story."
"Juice started to run out before these folks were ever born," Brody explained. "Had to use what was left for cryo until that was up. Then had to thaw their ancestry."
Reach knew the colonists weren't cave people. They had Brody and more advanced firearms than his own rangers. There was no superstitious wonder about what had just happened. They didn't see this as some new magic. But the repair of the power plant would still be as monumental to them as the introduction of electric power was to those who'd relied on gas and oil lamps centuries before. "We're one people now," Reach said, nodding at the lights. "You should share in what we have. This is a good thing for your people."
"Osei," whispered the old man, as though the word had taken on a fantastic new meaning. "Good."
As Reach exited the power supply module, he saw men from Sergeant Stanga's squad working with young men of the colony to haul the heavy cables that would run power from the generator to the other intact pieces of the Muir and Longmire.
"Are you sure you know what you're doing with that?" Reach called out to Private Dunn.
Dunn looked up, sweat on his face.
"Plug and play, sir. Doc says we just connected in the right spot and that's it."
"Uh-huh.
Make sure you don't go electrocuting yourself."
Dunn laughed.
"Roger that, LT. I mean, roger that, sir."
Reach smiled, feeling uncomfortable at the slip. And not just for Dunn's sake. He saw Lieutenant Sherman motioning for him to come over to his position next to one of the heavy haulers, loaded down with ammunition and rifles procured from Brody's stores. Reach arrived just as the hauler's engines began to whir to life, the last of the crates loaded on board.
Got everything you need? He asked Sherman, using the implant so he didn't have to yell above the engine noise.
For now, the lieutenant replied. We'll get these distributed among the teams and then see what else Doc has for us when we pick him up. He wants to spend the night here.
Reach nodded. He had intended to do the same. In fact, he would prefer to stay at Camp Muir indefinitely, or until a migration of the Osei people back to Camp Ohio could take place. His role, part negotiator, part civilian leadership, was most needed here, where there were actual civilians.
We're going to rotate squads every third day, Sherman continued. We'd like to have more Rangers here than we do, but we feel those numbers are needed at Ohio. That said, they've survived without the Badgers for a long time. They should do even better now that Doc's got them up and performing again.
The noise of the hauler's engines picked up, causing some native bystanders to move farther away from their curious vigil to see the departing craft take off.
All right. Well, good luck, said Reet, stepping back from the dust. Sergeant Tran and his team already on board?
Sherman pointed behind Reach.
On their way now.
Reet stepped aside as the sergeant and his ranger team hustled to the waiting hauler. One by one, the men pounded Reach on the arm or clapped him on the back, wishing him farewell. Sergeant Tran reported to Sherman as his men climbed aboard.
Got word back from the Osei guards. They want to wait until our next trip in.
Sherman nodded.
Roger that. Tight squeeze with how much we have on the hauler as is. Probably for the best.
He turned to Reach and explained.
Some of the Indige warriors made friends with Tran and wanted to see Camp Ohio for themselves. Captain gave the okay.
I think that's a great idea, Reach said, feeling the Amir soil whip into his cheeks. They need to start thinking of Ohio as part of their colony.
Tran followed his men aboard, and Reach paused only briefly to watch the craft lift into the sky before turning around and getting to work.